welcome back to the Marbella Hybrid Podcast. If you are new here, know that this is a place where you can find anything witchy, paranormal, metaphysical, anything on manifestation, abundance, and today we are going to dive into oracle cards. I just wanted to get a little bit of a insight for the week, because man oh man, have there been huge transformational energies with this Mercury in retrograde, and we are just coming up on All Hallows Eve with a blue full moon. So I wanted to pull some cards and kind of get a feel for the energy. So as I'm talking, I'm just going to be shuffling some of my oracle cards, which is the Energy Oracle deck. And I wanted to ask you guys, how have you guys been doing? How have you been coping with these ups and downs, twists and turns of energy? Seriously, because I can say from my experience, my life has been flipped upside down. I'm currently at a new place, which is great, but it has been a very chaotic week with a relationship ending, with other relationships blossoming, and friendships growing, and as well as my family growing. Like, there's just so much transformation in my family energy, where I just have a better, deeper connection with my own mother. And I am really surprised that once a couple doors close, it really helps shift energy for those other doors to open. And I've seen that as an energy that has always been there. When you make space for things to come into your life, those things that eventually get attracted to you that are great opportunities can stay and can take root when there is a home made for them. And that's basically what's happening right now. Things are being reassessed. Old energies, old behavioral patterns are coming up to the surface because they're willing, at least you're willing, because if it comes up, you are willing to examine them. They wouldn't come up if you weren't ready to see them. So if you have old stuff coming up, it's just simply for your awareness to observe. And when you're able to observe it and sometimes feel it, no matter how painful it can be, it will release and it will dissolve and it will be let go. And that only comes when you give it time and space. So I'm pulling out a card here, and let's see what we got. Wow. Okay, we got Journey, and it's the card number 2 in the deck. And as I'm looking at this card, I'll describe to you what it looks like. It's nighttime, there's a lantern off to the left, and this lantern is shining bright, and there seem to be these different little signs that are pointed this way and pointed that way, and across the card is like a bridge. Almost a very unstable bridge, because half the railing is knocked off, and yet this girl is standing on the railing with her suitcase and a lantern in one hand and what looks to be a book in the other, this ancient book, and she doesn't look worried at all that she's crossing on this bridge. And it's interesting too is that she looks actually pretty carefree. And she's heading towards the lamp with the one sign on the side of the lamp that's facing alone. And I'm getting a lot of energy in this card that there's something pushing us to go within. There's definitely a lot of self-reflection, inner growth, but also exploration and excitement along a path that is or can be seen as risky or off the beaten path kind of energy, because that's definitely what she's doing in this card. She's off the beaten path on a bridge that only has one railing at night, all by herself with her suitcase and ancient book in hand. So I'm getting the feeling that there is definitely an exploration, expansion energy to the Journey card. This Journey card also has a number 2. And in numerology, or at least in angel numbers, if you see 222 repetitively, that means patience. And especially when we're talking about taking a journey, especially by yourself, there needs to be some patience. At least what's coming up for me as I'm looking at this card is that there needs to be a patience to take things slowly, to really dive in and be in the present moment, moment to moment. And I think you can enjoy life a lot more fully when there's less rush, less hustle and bustle. And it almost seems like she feels completely safe and guided. That light at the very corner of the card is just illuminating her path. It's pointing right down where she would take her next step. And I feel like that also is, my intuition is saying that means you're being guided. Whatever path you're on right now, it's definitely being guided by whatever you call source, the universe, your higher self, your spirit guides, your ancestors, or your loved ones that have passed away. There's definitely signs that are being shown to you that are guiding you step by step. So it's this carefree, do not worry card that you're on the right journey, you're being guided, and also to be aware that this is a journey that probably no one in your lineage has gone down before. And that's good. Almost get another like cycle breaker energy. If you're a cycle breaker, if you're someone who has, you know, been the black sheep of the family, has been an outsider, or has been a person who is different or is weird or just very, very unique and strange, I would say this card is definitely calling out to you. You need to learn to be patient, and also is confirming as well that you're on the right path, to keep following in the present moment, continuing that carefree energy. But now that I'm looking at the card, the fact that she's holding an ancient book also shows that you're also an old soul, someone who has a lot of knowledge in their DNA, a lot of knowledge in their soul, in their Akashic record. Maybe you have heard of an Akashic record before. Maybe you never have, but you know that you know things just deep within you, like an ancient knowledge. I would say trust that, open that. That's your intuition. That's your inner record of all things that connects you and that can help you in this present moment. So I see the packed bag, which is good because she's not holding it. It's just beside her. So it doesn't mean you're holding on to any attachments. Almost feels like you're letting go of attachments. So if you've noticed that you've been releasing a lot lately, whether you've been crying or you've been noticing people leaving your life, or you're being aware that, you know, you're noticing that things that used to enjoy, you don't enjoy anymore and you're letting them go, that's a positive sign because you're heading towards a path that has a lot of change. And I would just say continue going, continue following it. And I hope that this little oracle card reading has helped you in some way. If you want to show some love and support, that's all I have for you guys today. You can go ahead and check out my website at marbellahybrid.com. I have tons of free resources in my spiritual shop there, from full moon ritual guides to astral projection meditations, all for free. And if you do want to purchase anything there, my popular Confessions of an Alien Hybrid ebook is on there, and that shares my entire spiritual journey if you're interested in reading, because I know this path can make you feel pretty lonely. So it's nice to know that you're not alone and that other people have been experiencing similar things. So I'll leave that in the description below, or you can follow me on Instagram at OmniHybrid. All right, bye guys, I'll see you next time. Thank you.